she was brittle. She had endless hypos. She used to have them all over the place. People who she knew always carried something in their pockets for her. Then 2 or 3 years ago, she had an offer from Professor Matthews to take part in an experiment to have an islet transplant. She was absolutely keen to go in for this. It did improve her diabetes even more. She was only taking, and is only taking, half the amount of insulin. She no longer has hypos, no longer has headaches, and thought she'd gone to heaven. Throughout, I can say that the National Health Service has been marvellous as far as Catherine's concerned. I'm so grateful, because if we'd lived in America or something, we'd be in Skid Row.